Thunder Bay. Using examples from the Ford government's 2024 budget, Kevin Holland, MPP for Thunder Bay, Atikokan, recently described enhanced funding opportunities for northwestern Ontario. Holland explained that the province will continue to incentivize resource collection with an emphasis on forest biomass, roads, and building homes. Our government continues to deliver on its plan to build by investing in priority building projects, keeping costs down for families and businesses, getting more homes built faster, and working hard to make life more affordable for families across Ontario, Holland said. The Atikokan Mill will receive $997,500 to increase its usage, while Thunder Bay Pulp and Paper will receive $5 million to modernize the mill's electrical system. The government will also extend the Forest Biomass Program funding at an annual level of $20 million. Holland said, the bioeconomy sector alone is going to go a long way to help, not just in the forestry sector, but it's going to play a key role in the mining sector, moving forward to reach the carbon neutrality in mining. Some really exciting things are coming out of the bioeconomy related to the forestry industry that we continue to have to work on and capitalize on those opportunities moving forward. Furthermore, unlocking the critical minerals for Ontario's electric vehicle battery supply chains has been a long-standing plan to build Ontario. At the moment, the province's focus is on building all-season roads to the Ring of Fire. Holland will also advocate for the continuation of widening Highway 1117 between Thunder Bay and Nipigon. Moreover, the province will provide $15 million to enhance the Critical Minerals Innovation Fund over the next 3 years. We've made some pretty significant investments in mining with regards to tax relief for mining companies. We've modernized it and the Mining Act because it was so outdated, Holland said. He confirmed that in his new role as assistant to the Minister of Mines, with Holland's knowledge of the northwestern Ontario mining sector, he will be able to make an immediate impact with mining projects. I'm excited about that opportunity as well, and I know that I'll be able to work well with Minister George Peary on that. With that file, it's very important to our region obviously, and it will continue the work I've already undertaken with the mining sector. I've been working with a lot of the mining sector previously to landing in this role. I'm encouraged that I can get into this role and with the contacts I made to be able to hit the ground running. Another point Holland called key in assisting municipalities to meet the housing needs was the Housing Enabling Water System Fund that will provide $825 million to help boost housing development. The Ford government will also provide $1 billion to the Municipal Housing Infrastructure Program and $1.2 billion to the Building Faster Fund. Holland remarked that the 2024 Ontario budget has some room for improvement, but he sees that as an opportunity rather than an excuse. It doesn't mean the work's done. My style has always been, great, we got that. What's the next thing? You never stop. You never stop advocating and working on these files, Holland said.